This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Don Agnew. Susanna, Georgia reports U.S. Embassy has confirmed that several Americans are now missing in Iraq.
Most kidnappings in the country target Iraqis and usually follow business deals going sour or tribal disputes. Although over the past year, we have seen a few kidnappings of foreigners, not Americans. A hunting group went missing in the south of the country, and Turkish contractors were kidnapped from the Iraqi capital.
Susanna George reporting from Baghdad. Three Americans released by Iran in a prisoner swap are in Germany. That's where they're being medically evaluated today. Another detainee has chosen to remain in Iran, and a fifth one already has arrived home in Massachusetts. Diplomatic tensions are easing between the U.S. and Iran now that Tehran has complied with the initial terms of the new nuclear deal with Western powers. EU Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini.
I'm sure 100% that what we've done on Saturday in Vienna is a big important step in the right direction for the region, not only for the security of the world in terms of nuclear programs.
As part of Iran's nuclear agreement, a new wave of oil from Iran will now be allowed to flow into the international markets. Already awash in oil, where prices are plumbing depths not seen in a dozen years. The most immediate fallout may be a steep drop in crude oil prices, already showing up this morning in Asian markets. U.S. financial markets are closed today for the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday on Friday. Stocks were down, with the Dow off almost 400 points. Art Cashin is chief of floor operations at UBS and says those losses may continue for a while into the new year.
The problem is you're in earnings season. So that means the companies buying back their own stock stops during earnings season. So that would be another beneficial support to the market that's not there.
The Dow resumes trading tomorrow at 15,988. More of these stories from townhall.com.
If you have sore joints, discover a breakthrough in joint health. Cosamin ASU. A unique patented formula, Cosamin ASU goes to work fast on a cellular level inside your joints. Its active ingredients are shown to inhibit specific enzymes that break down cartilage as you age, helping protect the joint cushioning cartilage important for comfortable activity. Try Cosamin ASU at Costco.com and other fine retailers.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had numerous credit cards, and I was struggling with paying them off, so I made the call.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
The people at Trinity are very friendly. They will do whatever you need them to do in order for you to feel better about being in a very difficult place.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
Police have made an arrest in connection with the deadly Arizona road rage shooting of a student visiting from China. This witness told KPHO-TV first responders tried to save the victim on the scene, but to no avail.
They were working on her for quite a while, maybe 10 minutes they were working on her, and then they put her on a gurney, and there was a fireman on top of her doing chest compressions, and they put her into the ambulance.
Tempe police say 32-year-old Holly Davis has been booked on three charges, including first-degree murder. Authorities in Ohio say one person is in custody following the death of a police officer in Danville. The sheriff in Knox County says police received a call just before midnight from a woman saying her ex-boyfriend had weapons and was looking to go and murder an officer. The officer's body was found behind the village municipal building. Authorities say the suspect, Herschel Jones III, was arrested after a short foot chase. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez. Bob Beaupre, political analyst, former congressman, chairman of the Colorado Republican Party, dairy farmer, banker, real estate developer, overall good guy, is with us. Bob, always good to have you with us. How you doing, sir? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, Bill.
Hey, we got a lot to talk about here. Iowa, New Hampshire, right around the curve, coming at us fast. And, boy, the candidates are trying to gain ground because, come New Hampshire, this field's going to be whittled out. I'm talking about the GOP side rather rapidly, isn't it?
Yeah, certainly by South Carolina, the third one, and they all come in rapid-fire succession. Mm-hmm. We're within 30 days of, I think, finally getting a little sorting out of the field and some clarity to who's really going to be in this race. It looks right now like it's narrowing down to probably three. I don't want to be disrespectful to any of the others. I guess you could say five, but clearly Trump, Cruz, Rubio, maybe Christie and Carson are still in this thing. We will see, not before very long, as you say.
Yeah, well, Christie's fighting hard to gain some ground, focusing more on New Hampshire, his ground game very aggressive there. And it seems that he's got presence in Iowa, but New Hampshire, South Carolina are probably the two big ones for him, right?
Yes, and especially New Hampshire. If he can have a good showing in New Hampshire, I think currently, though, when we say current polls, most of them I've looked at, with one exception, are all about a month or more old, so we really don't have new data. I expect we'll be getting some of that this week. Christie's betting the farm on New Hampshire. If he can have a good showing there, it probably bodes well for maybe a little bit of a boost out of South Carolina. But we're in the time frame now where at least a top four showing, and probably more realistically a top three showing, is pretty critically important for most of these guys.
Well, Cruz and Rubio battling it out. It's getting a little tired there. They want to talk about Rubio's shoes more than anything else here.
Yeah, getting a little tired. You're right when you're talking about footwear. Yeah.
So, Rubio, was favored there for a while, and then Ted, went by him in the fast lane. And, so he's been there, and, to the point that, Trump's got him in his crosshairs.
Iowa sets up really well for Ted Cruz. A strong evangelical vote there. I've long thought, I know what the polls say, but I've long thought Iowa's rural population or evangelical population, probably not the best territory for a Donald Trump. And as the some of the Trump, I think, support, and certainly a lot of the Ben Carson support, appears like it's moved to Ted Cruz. We'll see in 3 or 4 weeks now what really shows up at caucus. But I think I was set up very well for Ted Cruz.
Yeah, Donald Trump needs to find a verse in the Bible he can relate to when he brings up that's his.
Yeah, that may be a challenge for Donald.
Right. Exactly. Well, he says he's got one, and he just doesn't want to. It's personal, I guess. So as it should be, then, and all that's fine and well. But he's got to answer that question if he would have any hope. But I think he's there to make some presents, give some free rides, and move on to New Hampshire. Free rides on his his jet or his helicopter, I guess.
And New Hampshire seems to still be pretty warm for Trump, pretty good territory according to the polls. Again, most of them a month or more old, but we'll see. There is a big difference, and this, Bill, between some of this polling data. It's one thing to answer your phone and say, yeah, I'm for this guy or for that guy. It's quite another to show up and actually vote in a primary, or in the case of Iowa, to get off the couch, to leave your dinner table and go to a caucus on the 1st of February. So right. It's critical who shows up, and And I think everybody's been rightfully a little suspect of the Trump campaign for how well organized are they, how good of a ground game do they have in these first critical states. We'll soon see.
Well, and he's starting to spend some money.
Yeah, he is running some ads. I didn't think they were his first ad is particularly profound, but at least he's running some and looking like more and more like a real campaign. What you can't dismiss, and there's no doubt about this, he draws big crowds. I think a lot of it is just pure curiosity. They want to see the guy, the big celebrity. Whether that translates into somebody actually marking a ballot for him or not, again, we've got to wait and see. But we don't have to wait much longer.
No, not at all. We're getting right down to it. And the other thing that we're seeing, Bob, which is encouraging in terms of the process, and that is we've got more people talking because of Trump. We have more people talking about politics, and they're becoming more aware. So I think that's a positive. And I would not be surprised if we find a kind of a new voter base that comes out because, you know, the Republican Party for a long time, as you know, has been saying, look, we need to spread out the tent pegs here and broaden the tent. Well, you know, Trump's doing it for them. They're just not liking the way he's doing it, I guess.
Yeah, I've tipped my hat to the Tea Party movement for a long time for that same reason, that it engaged a whole lot of people, some of them new to the process, that finally said, you know, something's really screwed up with my country, and we've got to fix it, and they engaged. I think that's always healthy, and if we see as a net result of this Trump phenomena, and it is one, it's gone on for long enough now, you've got to recognize it for what it is.
Right.
If it gets more citizens fired up about the process and about fixing the mess that we find ourselves in, then I would hope that would be a net good thing.
And the people need to realize, Bob, that they are really they're at that vanguard. They are the vanguard. We the people. If we're going to get this thing fixed, we can't rely on Washington D.C. and the K Street lobbyists to fix this problem. They're the ones that created it, right?
Well, and they're also the ones with the vested interest in keeping it exactly the way it is.
Yeah, exactly right.
It is high time. You know, we say it often, but it is very true. Elections have consequences. We get the kind of government we deserve. And when people, one, don't even bother to register to vote, and if they do bother to register to vote, they don't bother to exercise their right and actually mark that ballot, you get what you deserve. And
a
smaller and smaller minority of people end up choosing the kind of government we get. And Lord knows we've seen enough problems.
Well, we've had too many people in this country check out, and we need them to check back in. And I think that's the gift that keeps on giving right now with Donald Trump. And, you know, and some people get frustrated because, you know, here they are. They're trying to reengage, and the media, the mainstream media, is, attacking Trump, and it's getting, you know, a bit dirty here. And, you know, and they go, well, this is the reason why I didn't want anything to do with this, and I kind of checked out. But, again, they need to reengage and get involved in the conversation and get involved with not only, as you say, registering to vote, but going out and vote and, and don't go by.
How important is it for you to take your medications at the right time of day? Very important, according to today's AARP health tip. More after this.
Looking to save money on Medicare Part D? Switch your prescriptions to Walgreens. With copays as low as $1, you could be looking at some real savings. And now you can preview the cost of your scripts before you fill with Walgreens' new Medicare prescription copay quote. And that's kind of a big deal. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Quote subject to change and available only for select Part D plans. $1 copay applies to Tier 1 generics.
Some drugs are best used in the morning. Others should be taken in the evening or right before going to bed. There's a science to timing drugs to achieve the greatest benefit with the lowest risk of unpleasant side effects. It's called drug chronotherapy. So never change the timing of your drugs without first discussing it with your doctor or pharmacist. For more, go to AARP.org.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Getting America back on track.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Bill Martinez live.
House Select Committee on Benghazi going behind closed doors to quiz the former spy chief in a private interview. They want to know about these hidden Benghazi documents, as well as the shifting explanations that Petraeus provided about who and what was behind the attack. Let's start our coverage with Chief Intelligence Correspondent Catherine Harris live on the Hill there. And what are we learning about the CIA records, Catherine?
Bill, good morning. These records have not been provided to the Select Committee, and they are an internal communication system within the CIA known as Same Time. It's like a real-time instant messaging service for the intelligence community. This is essentially very raw flash traffic from the night of the attack in Benghazi. This will show who knew what and when, who was talking to who, and whether there was any real specific discussion of a video or a demonstration, or whether the people on the ground were only speaking of terrorism.
There'll be three things in it that are critical. First, atmospherics. What is the level of threat? What is the concerns? Second, who is talking to who? This is critically important. In a situation like that, you know exactly who's in charge, and you know exactly how things are coming down by the nature of the chat. And third, and most importantly, it's a record of everything that transpired in real time.
Here's the deal with the CIA. They crafted the talking points or finalized the talking points for the administration where the emphasis was on a demonstration. But we know from our reporting that on the night of the attack at the CIA annex, the evacuation was forced by a mortar strike. A mortar strike is indirect fire. That is what killed the two Navy SEALs who were defending the annex from the roof. A mortar strike takes planning, premeditation, and skill. There is no way anyone with knowledge in the IC or the military intelligence community would conclude that this was anything but a professional hit and not linked to a demonstration.
Well, our conversation with former Congressman Bob Beaupre continues. Bob, you hear it right there. You know, this has just been a slow drip release of information regarding Benghazi and the CIA withholding real-time communication from the night of Benghazi. That is coming out. This does not bode well.
No, doesn't bode well, especially for Hillary Clinton, and it shouldn't bode well for Hillary Clinton. We still have, you know, in that clip, and you had a lot of information, good information in that clip, raising a lot of good questions. But the one question that's still out there is why has this administration, why has the State Department specifically, been so painfully slow in releasing information that Congress has asked for, rightfully asked for, telling the truth about what happened that night? We should have been able to get the truth the next morning and the next several critical days after that morning. We should have gotten the truth from the get-go, and obviously we haven't. Hillary is still doubling down on a lie, and now basically calling, not basically, she is calling, the family members of those the victims of Benghazi, the four that died there, she's basically calling their family members liars for saying that she told them at Andrews Air Force Base in front of the coffins carrying their loved ones that it was, in fact, the video, and they were going to get the people responsible for that video. She now denies that she told them that. She denied it to George Stephanopoulos on his Sunday morning show, and she denied it recently in New Hampshire at an editorial board meeting, and was asked straight up in both cases, then who's lying? She says, not me. Well, there's only one other party in this in that conversation, and it's the family members that she told that to. And curiously enough, all of them have publicly stated exactly the same recollection of what she told them that morning, which was the same thing Susan Rice told the rest of us and the whole world that following Sunday when she said repeatedly, it was the video, it was the video. Why right. The cover-up?
Well, and the thing is, Bob, we know a lot, you know, more today than we did, you know, that night, you know, when we first heard it was about the video. And they keep throwing all these smoke screens up to detract from the facts that we do know. We know that it wasn't a video. We know that, you know, that our compound was attacked. We know that we lost an ambassador. I mean, there's a lot of things to know out of this, right?
And we know that our military and intelligence professionals and the folks on the ground in Benghazi knew it was a terrorist attack from the get-go. And I think one of the big reasons that they don't want to tell us, and one, they don't want to have to explain, still an unanswered question, what were the real reasons that the ambassador was in Benghazi in the first place, and then why in the world, when assets were available, assets were spun up, we now know, why in the world didn't they at least attempt to get assets there in time to rescue these guys, to give them some cover? Why wasn't an F-16 sent to at least scrape the area and potentially, likely would, chase these guys away, and that second attack that was deadly to Woods and Doherty may have never happened.
Well, like anything, Bob, as you know, the follow-up to any lie is always worse than the lie itself. And
my mom
that's
taught
why,
me that. Bill.
Yeah, that's why they're covering this deal. And we've been saying, you and I have had this discussion before, there's shades of gun running going on. I believe the administration, of course, we're getting, you know, we're going into an election. You've got Candy Crowley even running cover for President Obama at the time when Mitt Romney, you know, hit this point. And, you know, the public has been duped three ways to Sunday on this, if I can say. And, you know, and the thing is next week we've got the movie, 13 Hours, coming out. And I don't know how much longer, not to mention the fact that you've got this open FBI investigation on Hillary Clinton's emails. How long does she last? And, you know, does she survive an indictment?
I don't know how she's not indicted already. I mean, the email scandal alone, we know from just what's been released from the State Department, that just short of 1,000 of those emails contain classified information. Two of them highly top secret classified information. We know what happened to David Petraeus for far, far, far less. Mm. And this is supposed to be the smartest woman in the world by her own estimation. And the would-be next president, she somehow gets away with this? I don't think so. I'd be remiss if I didn't mention that I've not only read 13 Hours, I met two of the three guys that helped co-author that. Mm-hmm. I met the one they call Tonto and the one they call Oz.
Right.
I know who I believe in this story.
Yeah, without a doubt.
It's them.
Well, Bob, we got a couple of minutes left. You know, on your blog, it lit up when we were talking about the president's vacation schedule. I mean, when he goes out of office, I think we the people are just going to save a lot of money in vacation money because, I mean, the millions of dollars that are being calculated every time he goes on vacation is like, how many more vacations do we have to pay for now?
It's shameful. You know, by at least Andrew Malcolm's account, they've spent over $44 million with Hawaii now. It's well over $50 million on their own travel. The 2013, 2 years ago vacation, we now learn finally 2 years later that it cost us, the taxpayers, over $8 million to send them on their Christmas vacation. My dad taught me that you take care of the nickels and dimes, the dollars take care of themselves. The reason I bring that old cliche up is that this, I think, you know.
How important is it for you to take your medications at the right time of day? Very important, according to today's AARP health tip. More after this.
Looking to save money on Medicare Part D? Switch your prescriptions to Walgreens. With copays as low as $1, you could be looking at some real savings. And now you can preview the cost of your scripts before you fill with Walgreens' new Medicare prescription copay quote. And that's kind of a big deal. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Quote subject to change and available only for select Part D plans. $1 copay applies to Tier 1 generics.
Some drugs are best used in the morning. Others should be taken in the evening or right before going to bed. There's a science to timing drugs to achieve the greatest benefit with the lowest risk of unpleasant side effects. It's called drug chronotherapy. So never change the timing of your drugs without first discussing it with your doctor or pharmacist. For more, go to AARP.org.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
So speak light, to the dead and darkest night. Speak light, when the sun won't shine and you don't know why. Look into the eyes of the broken hearted. Watch them come alive as soon as you speak hope, you speak love, you speak.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Martinez, live.
I'll tell you, ladies and gentlemen, if we're going to get this country back on track, you've got to engage this culture. The time for political correctness is gone. I mean, you just got to step over that. That's all I can tell you, because you need to speak up. We need to engage this culture. We need to confront it with the truth. The reason that we've been marginalized is because they don't want to deal with the truth. They really don't. And sadly, as they continue, and I say the elites and those that follow their lead, we're being deafened. And as a result, this country continues on the trajectory that it is. So how do you like me now? With us right now, just about 27 minutes before the top of the hour, is Alex Kincaid, civil attorney with a specialty in the area of the Second Amendment and gun rights. Alex, always good to have you with us. How you doing?
Good morning, Bill. I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Wonderful. Well, you and I talked about this before the end of the year. The president was going to use his cell phone and use his pen, exercise an executive order. So this latest executive order on gun control, what does it mean to Main Street America?
Fortunately, the president said a whole lot without saying very much. So what we saw in his executive action were, you know, the tears and the emotion of the crowd. But in reality, all he's talking about doing is enforcing the laws that we already have in this country, and he's funding that with more government money that we don't have. Mm-hmm. So that is the big downside to this. He, of course, is not focusing on the real criminals and the terrorists. Instead, he has launched his attack on the average American gun owner, which is not going to be very effective in addressing America's real issues.
Well, and that's the deal. I mean, it's like, here it is, you're you know, giving it lip service, and there's lots of rhetoric, and he now himself, I mean, it's so obvious. You know, he will admit that anything he does now would not have done anything about the previous tragedies that we've experienced.
Well, it won't, and it's ludicrous to spend the money to make sure that our senior citizens who are on Social Security are reported to the FBI so that they can't have a firearm. What is the point of doing that? These are not the people who are committing the mass murders. These are not the people who are walking into our children's schools and shooting and killing little babies. This is, nothing other than him saying, here's what I can do legally. My advisors have told me this, and so I'm going to spend some more money. And it, unfortunately, it's not being spent in a way that's going to keep the criminals off the street. So, Bill, when he says, you know, I'm redefining or I'm clarifying, he's not really redefining. We talked about that a little bit last time, that may be something that he does. He's not including anyone new in the definition of dealing firearms. He's just spent money to issue this new 10-page pamphlet that was put out by the ATF this week on what it means to be a dealer. There is nothing new in there. Anyone who is engaged in the business of selling firearms has to have a license, and he hasn't expanded that definition at all.
Exactly. Well, and I thought it was interesting that he did the CNN town hall. And I say, you know, I said, well, you know, okay, well, he was confronted, and it seemed like maybe he might have been a bit surprised, because normally when he does this sort of thing, you know, the audience is fairly well shill. You know, it's a bit of a shill, and some might say, well, it was still shilled a little bit. But nonetheless, I thought that there were some tough questions there. And Anderson Cooper, I think to his credit, seemed to want to hold his feet to the fire.
Right, and I don't think that really anything came out in a positive light for the president. It's just that he has followers that don't really care what he says or what the facts are, and they support him regardless. So, you know, this town hall wasn't, in my view, particularly a positive event for him.
Right. Well, but I think that for we the people, in terms of getting the conversation out, and you're exactly right, Alex, I think people need to understand that no matter what this president does, that they're going to follow him, you know, over the cliff. It doesn't matter. But,
right.
You know, when you get into the situation of gun control, and all of a sudden you find out that you are in San Bernardino, you are in a conference hall where gunmen are coming in, and the government has taken away your option to protect yourself, I think your perspective might change pretty radically and quick by comparison.
Well, the empathy from the American people for those who were disarmed in that situation is proven through what we've seen after that event, because what the president is suggesting and what he's doing and what he's saying about we need more gun control laws does not in any way match what the will of the American people is. And we know that because gun sales are skyrocketing, training for people who have purchased these new firearms is skyrocketing. The American people want to be able to defend themselves.
Exactly.
We value our Second Amendment, and we want to hold true to it.
Mm-hmm. And I got to tell you, it is encouraging, and I'm happy to hear not only that our Americans are going out and purchasing guns, but also the training has increased, because it is more than just having a gun. You better know what to do with it, right?
You better know what to do with it, and guess what? People are signing up for more training without the government necessarily telling them they have to do it. If you're going to buy a gun, the normal person knows this item could be dangerous.
Exactly.
And if you use it wrong, you could go to jail. So we're motivated on our own to get this training. Yes, we also need to take certain classes to get a concealed carry license, but that is, that is not all the training that is happening in the world. I know people who are very experienced firearms owners, and now is the time to really hone your skills and know what you're doing with that deadly weapon.
Exactly. Well, there's nothing like a responsible gun owner, no doubt about it. There was a story here a couple of Christmases ago, Alex, I know you remember, up in, I believe it was Oregon, in a mall where there was a shooter, and I think he shot one person. There was someone there in the mall who an experienced gun owner, clearly. He had a concealed weapon. He pulled it out, drew bead on the perpetrator. The perpetrator, by the grace of God, his magazine jams. So he's sitting there trying to get the jam undone so that he can continue to fire. But meanwhile, he sees the gun owner, who draws bead on him, and he says, gosh, you know, he's figuring, well, that's it, I'm done. Well, he didn't realize the gun owner is looking at this And he's saying, this is not a clean shoot. There's just too much danger here. So he didn't fire, but he kept beat on this guy. Well, he finally, you know, loads the gun. He chambers around and he ends up shooting himself, as a result of the threat that was upon him. But because there was a wise, and trained gun owner there, how many, you know, thousands and maybe hundreds of people did he save because of his choice and his ability to be there on the spot?
Well, every day, and that is one of the good stories, every day, though, you can go on the internet and you can see the stories of people who are saving lives because they are trained to use their personal firearm. And even our law enforcement officials support that because they can't always be there. So, you know, I don't know where the change happened in this country where people started believing more that those who have firearms are evil versus good, because
removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
How important is it for you to take your medications at the right time of day? Very important, according to today's AARP health tip. More after this.
Looking to save money on Medicare Part D? Switch your prescriptions to Walgreens. With copays as low as $1, you could be looking at some real savings. And now you can preview the cost of your scripts before you fill with Walgreens' new Medicare prescription copay quote. And that's kind of a big deal. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Quotes subject to change and available only for select Part D plans. $1 copay applies to Tier 1 generics.
Some drugs are best used in the morning. Others should be taken in the evening or right before going to bed. There's a science to timing drugs to achieve the greatest benefit with the lowest risk of unpleasant side effects. It's called drug chronotherapy. So never change the timing of your drugs without first discussing it with your doctor or pharmacist. For more, go to AARP.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
The truth. The whole truth and nothing but the truth.
Attention, everyone. Everyone, this is an emergency broadcast. Please do not turn off your radio.
This is Bill Martinez live.
We're back with you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. If you want to drop me an email, we'd love to hear from you. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Got a real treat for you guys. And even though I say guys, this is a treat for guys, but you're going to understand very quickly here that, ladies, this is also for you because this is one big, humongous blessing that Pastor Jeff Watkins has for us. He's the founder, senior pastor of Powerhouse Church and Jordan Ranch Leadership Retreat in Katy, Texas. Jeff, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Thank you, Bill. I'm doing great and always enjoy a chance to talk about my favorite subject, which is men growing up and being men.
And the thing is, as we were talking about yesterday, Jeff, is that not only about men being men, but this is what the women are crying out for. And I like that you're sensitive to them. It's not just, hey, let's just take care of the guys here, but let's talk to the women to understand what it is that you're drawing out of the men, which is consistent with the cries of their heart.
Exactly, Bill. My mentor and a guy that you knew, Dr. Edwin Lewis Cole, was a spiritual father to me, the spiritual father in my life that changed the way I thought. And on the back of his book, his wife, Maximize Manhood, his book, yes, which is a million seller, very famous for that book, his wife said this, Nancy, she said, this is a ministry to men, but for women. And she said, the reason being is because when the man is restored, the whole house is restored. But if the man is called to be the head and he doesn't know where to go, then you have a blind head leading your body, which is the women and the children, and no woman wants to be led by a blind head.
Exactly. And the thing is that this has to do with order, God's order of things. I shared with men quite a while ago, Jeff, and you'd appreciate this. And in fact, when I first started sharing with them, the guys kind of looked at me like, oh, gosh, you know, what new stuff are you going to come up with now?
Right.
And it had
right.
to do with the Garden of Eden. When Eve first partook of the forbidden fruit, and I said, look what happened when Eve partook. And they go, well, nothing happened. Exactly. When did it happen? When Adam participated in the act. Suddenly, they saw themselves as naked. The fact that it broke down and came out in that order demonstrates to me clearly that God's order of things involves man in such a position. This is not to de-emphasize the significance of women by no means, but it's understanding the sovereignty of God and the rightful, if I might say, to take off of the title of your book, understanding the alpha male position that God has placed his creation in.
You're exactly right, Bill. You know, the essence of Christianity is that there is a God and you're not him.
Yes.
The understanding here is that we all die. We have one thing in common. We will all die, male, female, black, and white. We all die. So we have that in common. The next question is, where do we go? Mm-hmm. And once you figure out eternal perspective, you have a lot more action lined up with your words. I always say this about Adam and Eve, is that, Jesus is called the second or the final Adam.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And one of the things that we learned through Dr. Cole is that Adam died with his wife, Jesus died for his wife. Mm-hmm. And there's a huge difference right there.
Yes.
And once we begin to get our men to understand that the highest calling in life is to be that sacrificial hero that dies for his family and for the calling of God, then he'll stop becoming this, you know, skinny jeans wearing guy that is trying to morph into making everybody happy, and he'll just stand up on his back legs and say, this is who I am. I'm a man who God created me to be in an eternal way, versus worrying about trying to be a politician and making everybody happy. You'll exactly. never do that and be effective. Never
right.
do it.
Well, and it's interesting you talk about, you know, a man's, and I believe it's in their very nature to take a bullet for their family.
Yep.
Even without understanding it, they will do it. They'll throw themselves in front of their wife and their kids by and large. Now, I understand the order of the day and the way the way males have been attacked in our culture and the movies and TVs, and you and I talked about this, and the way the attack on the family has occurred, you know, for decades now. It's no wonder that men are confused, women are confused, and we know things are out of order. When you got 7 out of 10 people in America saying we're on the wrong track, I say, hey, good observation. Now, what do we do about it?
Exactly. That seems to me, Bill, one of the things, I don't know if we talked about it, but I've had like 3 or 4 counseling appointments in the last day.
Right.
And it seems to come back out of all of these guys that don't know each other. Exactly what you're talking about is, okay, we've read enough books, we've had enough prophetic utterances over us. Now, what do we do? What's the corresponding action to this issue? And the issue, I think, and the one word that I've seen it all balled up into one word is fatherlessness.
Mm-hmm.
We are a fatherless nation. Now, there are many different reasons for it, but at the end of the day, it's not about the reasons for it. It's about what do we do?
Right.
And I was in preaching for Tommy Barnett at the Dream Center a few years ago, and I preached this message down there, and a young black man in the balcony stood up and he said, well, what if your mother and father are dead? And the Holy Spirit just rose up inside of me. I've never had anybody do that before. Mm. And it just came out of me, then you become the father.
Right.
And I believe that's what the Bible is all about, is us becoming in the image of Christ, in the image of the Father. Learning how to be a godly father is in the Word of God.
Exactly. And we can't get there if we're not connected to God, GF. If we are trying to do it on our own, if we're looking to television series to get our identity of our fatherhood, or
right.
you know, some other messed up world, is it any wonder we're in chaos?
There's no doubt, but that Word of God, as you know, Bill, I don't care if people are listening to this and they know Jesus, they don't know Him. I'm not even talking about religion. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about one thing in my life as a man. I was an All-American athlete in college. Mm-hmm. You know, I got into everything. I was a bartender. I lived the life of the world. And at some point, I came to myself and I said, okay, that's enough of this selfish stuff. It's not fulfilling. I want to be a real man, so who do I work for? I want to work for eternity. I want to work for heaven, the corporation of heaven. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, miracles, signs, and wonders began to be the thing I was working for. I want to see something different. I've seen everything else in this world, and I wanted to see something different. And you know, that's been 28, 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And to this day, I'm telling you, this is nothing but a great adventure when I finally figured out who I was. And Dr. Cole, along with the Word of God, have been the catalyst that changed everything in my life. And mm-hmm. I am definitely no less of a man, a male, than what I was then. And I'm fighting with the sword of the Spirit. And I love going into different places, dark places. Where we can bring the light. To me, that's what we're missing in our churches. We're not having the adventure that the Bible promises.
And this is what men love. They love the adventure and
yes.
and understanding. You know, by the same token, for you, you've been on this journey for a number of decades. This is a process, guys. This isn't something that somebody's going to wave some magic wand and all of a sudden it's going to happen. Because let me tell you, when you take your rightful stand based on the Word of God and based on the identity that God has for you, that says, you know, he says very clearly who you are as an alpha male, you got to understand you're going to get challenged, right?
Yeah. There's no doubt. But that's, again, back to what we need. We need fathers in the faith. Mm-hmm. Ed Cole was that for me, and I thank God for that. Tommy Sirotnik, you know who he is.
Yes.
These are guys that are willing to, when you say yes to the to God, what you're saying is you're saying, I'm going to climb to the top of the high dive or to the cliff, and I'm jumping off. I am not going to have any reservations. It's not about me. I'm dying to myself. When you get that kind of hungry, then you jump. But remember, it's not a one-time walk down the aisle. You jump every day of your life.
Exactly.
You have to jump in the pool. Because what happens is many people, I'm concerned, Bill, you talked about the church not having men that are, you know, on fire, men that lead. Mm-hmm. I'm concerned that we have gotten out of the pool. We jumped once, maybe, and now we're wondering where that great battle is, like Braveheart or like Gladiator. Where is the fight? And to me, that's what I'm called to do, is to designate the fight. And I think that's what pastors are supposed to be doing as they lead their flock, designating the fight for these men.
And the men want to be called out. They want to be called forth because they know it's not right. And guess what happened? I mean, you've got a prophet like Elijah that has this big bail-off. And one minute he's doing these incredible things for God, and the next minute he's running away from a woman.
Yeah.
What does that tell you?
That tells you that we all can, when we don't see our future, we all go back to our past. And that's why you need that coach or father in your life to say, hey, boy, where are you? You know, we all need that at some point in time. Even the top leaders in our nation, we all need an Ed Cole. We need that father that we respect and we...
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.